Family First with speaking.
Hello, darling. Welcome. Welcome. I'm Frances. Nice to meet you. My head is discombobulated. I got the number for my SC from my insurance company. My new SC is Jasmine D. Her number is going to be 215-614-6209.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who will switch me over to you guys.
Okay, hold on. You said, can you repeat that number again?
That's on 215-614-6209.
And whose number did you say it is?
Her name is Jasmine D. And she's my SD through my insurance company for my home care.
Okay.
I've never spoken to her. I've never talked to her. I've never conversated with her. She's never called me. I've had nothing but discommunication and ignorance since I've gotten my home care. And they fired two of my people from my insurance, and one dropped, had too many cases, and she threw me to somebody else.
Oh, my. Wow, wow.
I've had improper adequate home care, and I'm hoping that once I switch to you guys, I'll be having a blessing and having no more stress and no more.
Yes, you don't worry. Yes, yes. It should be all good with us. Yeah, we try our best to make our clients
happy.
You sound
like a sweet, family-oriented place.
Right, that's what we are. That's what we're trying to be.
Thank you. I'm glad I accidentally Googled your number.
Yes, yes, you can do the right place.
Yeah, I stumbled upon you guys Googling a number. And I said, I'm trying to find my care coordinator. I mean, what is it? My SD from my insurance company. And I'm trying to find my insurance company. So I called the insurance company, and they said, I'm not in the portal. I have no insurance with them. I told the lady to put me on the phone with a supervisor. The supervisor dug into my insurance company. My member, and found my member ID and said, I do have insurance. I am in the portal. And I am with Keystone Community Health Choices. And she's like, I apologize for the discombobulation, but I met the lovely lady on the phone earlier who got me through to you. So, amen on that one.
Yes, yes.
So do we have to call her together or you call her?
Yes, so they usually need to confirm with you so, you know, that you want to switch to us. So the easiest would be if I get her on the line. That way we can do both together.
Yeah, let's get her on the line. Switchy, switchy, because I'm ready to run.
Yes, yes. So before I do that, let me just tell you what we'll need. We should be on the same page. So before we can start services, there are two things that we need. So number one is the authorization from the insurance company, which we'll get to now. And the second thing is that we need to get the aid all signed up and in compliance. Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to reach out to the caregiver, and, you know, that's Ashley, right?
Amanda Hodgett. Amanda. It's not Ashley. It's Amanda.
Oh, it's Amanda. Okay. So let me make sure I have the right number. What's her phone number? Is it the 267-407-4081?
Give me 1 second. I am pulling up her account on my iPhone. Her number is going to be 267-407-4081.
Oh, okay.
Listen, noodles. Give mommy 1 minute, and I will give you all the love and hugs and kisses. 1 second. My dog is being a little cuckoo bear. He wants to be off underneath of me.
Yeah. Okay, so I just changed it to Amanda, right? It's Amanda Higgins?
Yes, dear. Her date of birth is going to be January 1st, 1989. Her last name is spelled H-A-G-A-N-S.
Okay, not a problem. I'll have HR reach out to her and, you know, get her started with the paperwork.
Okay,
so just give me a moment and let's get your service coordinator on the line.
Okay, okay, whatever you say.
Yes, hold on. So that's the number that you gave me. I'll connect them.
Twizzlers, no Twizzlers for doggies. You're going to lay on my Twizzlers? That's not good.
Okay, Francis. Okay, I just tried calling Hernandez and there was no answer. So, you know, I tried twice. So I guess I'll try again. And I do have an email address that I pulled up from the Keystone portal. So I'm going to try that as well. Okay?
Yeah.
Jasmine, I thought you were saying Hernandez. Okay, yeah. I tried the number that you gave me. That's the one.
Is her name Hernandez? They told me her name was Jasmine D. something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, none of these people are, you can't get a hold of none of them. None of them answer the phone. They dumped two people on me and nobody has called me. Nobody has checked up on me. Nobody has made sure that my home care was being properly taken care of.
When we keep on pressuring them and sending them emails and texts and phone calls, then eventually they usually...
I can't take it. Oh, my God.
So, we'll try that. Okay.
That's disgraceful. This is people's care. This is people's livelihood. Their care that,
that's
being played with like it's a joke. And because I just called and complained to Keystone Community Health stating that I have a new coordinator and nobody even called me. You dropped my old coordinator and her phone number doesn't even work.
Right, I agree. So I'm going to be on her back.
So
okay?
I'm getting flip-flopped everywhere from
Sunday.
I'm going to
be on her back about this.
Let's see if we can get a hold of her. I know we're
posted,
going
to
the new year, but there's no fallout on care.
Bye.
It shouldn't be.